Blog Talk Radio.
Hawks are grooving for the moment. Ball wants to throw again to the sidelines, and he threw it into the hands of Eastern Illinois. Nick Horn with the interception.
Nice athletic play by Nick Horn. He's listed as a middle linebacker. You can see him outside the hash out there. Watch Nick Horn, number 30 this time. He's on your right side of the screen. He recognizes it on the left side there. He recognizes it, forces him to cut back to the inside. And when you can do that, that's where your white shirts and your buddies are. Force that run back to the middle, and everyone else was able to gang tackle him.
Game over. Eastern Illinois wins it. Look at the celebration in this field. Looks like a dog pile out there.
Well, here's a team that comes down the road, has to sit through almost a three-hour rain delay or lightning delay, and they were able to keep it together.
Welcome back to the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, presented by the College Gridiron Showcase, taking place January 7th through the 11th in Bedford, Texas. For more details and to nominate a player, visit cgsallstar.com. As always, I am your host, Chris Schanefeld, and I'm now joined by Eastern Illinois Panthers linebacker and Rich East High School alum, Nick Horn, who, as you heard in the intro, had a big impact in Eastern Illinois' 21-17 upset over the FBS MAC opponent, Miami of Ohio, this past weekend. Nick, I appreciate you taking some time this afternoon. How was that 4 or 5 hour ride back to Charleston after the big win over the weekend?
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me. And it was great. Come off that road win. It was the 3 hour delay kind of messed us up, but we hung in there and it was a great fight.
Yeah, I mean, and let's start right there. I mean, start things off Saturday, you know, a big opponent. And there you have it, a 2 hour, 45 minute long weather delay. You think about it, that's almost as long as it takes to play an entire game. If you can, give us some insight as to what you guys were doing during that delay and how you make sure everybody stays focused on the task at hand. I mean, I know that a couple hours into the delay, you guys were able to get onto the field, warm up for all of about 2 minutes before lightning was seen and you guys had to go back into the locker room. I mean, did that mess with the mindset of the team at all in any way?
Yeah, actually, man, Coach Dammer came in there and said we had to stay off our feet and take our pads off and just relax. That was one of the biggest things, and make sure we had bananas and things of that nature. And everybody, like, stayed focused, you know. Nobody's really on their phone or anything like that. We all just were locked in because we wanted that win so bad.
Oh, yeah, and absolutely it showed. You guys obviously kicked off the season with a 38-21 loss against a very good Western Illinois squad. Take us through what the week of practice was like, coming off of that loss and then having to battle an FBS program like Miami of Ohio, in which most people already counted you guys out before the game started.
Yeah, the Western Illinois game was definitely a tough loss. It was a lot of mental errors and a lot of first-week mistakes, I'll call it. But on that week of practice, everybody just was like, you know, we have to focus. We had to have a better practice than last week. And that was the biggest thing. Everybody was locked in. And, like, every day we got better. That was a big thing. And, like, we were so – when we came into Miami of Ohio, we had the mindset of just doing your job and we'll win this game. Because, I mean, everybody already knew they were FBS school, we're FCS. And they were like, Eastern Illinois has no chance. Like, they have no chance. And, I mean, we didn't believe in that. We knew we had a chance.
And you know what? It seemed like it was, I mean, all weekend long, it was FCS over F. I mean, your guys' next opponent, Illinois State, they went on to go defeat a pretty good Northwestern team. Get to that in just a moment. As for you, though, Nick, I mean, you recorded 7 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, and an interception. You probably should have had a sack added to that stat line. I don't know how Miami's quarterback was able to stay balanced and escape out of that one. But nonetheless, you guys did get the job done 21-17 after being down the entire game, battling back there in the fourth quarter. and taking the first lead of the game with about a minute to go, in the game. The offense, obviously, they made plays when it mattered most down the stretch. I know that after a bad play and every loss, you know, they say that you need to have a short memory and shift your focus onto the next play, onto the next game. Do you have to have a short memory when it's a big win like this game, or will this be a game that you guys look back on to remind each other what can happen when you play, you know, all 60 minutes? I mean, is this a game that's going to stick with you guys throughout the rest of the season?
Yes, sir, definitely. You know, it's crazy that you asked about our short memory because our defensive coordinator, Coach Hodges, emphasizes that. He knows me as a person. He knows me on a personal level, and he knows me through my career. I'm very hard on myself. And he always tells me next play, just like I can say it now, like you said, I missed that sack. It kind of hurt me for a little while, but he got to the sideline. He's like, you know what, just play next play. You got to get past it, and you got to be focused. And next thing you know, I have an interception. So, I mean, we definitely as a team, we were playing next play. Next game after that Western game, we were like, you know what, it's over with. It happened. Let's show the world what we're about this week.
And that's exactly what you guys did. And with that said, I mean, absolutely nothing to be down on you guys on yourself. I mean, a very good Western Illinois team that is. And, I mean, it was really a game all throughout all four quarters. Now looking to your guys' next opponent, Illinois State. Obviously, the Redbirds, they've been one of the top teams in all the FCS over the past 4 or 5 years. Like I said, they're also coming off of a big win over an FBS program in Northwestern. So that makes this matchup even better. Makes me look forward to this matchup even more, I should say. And then looking back at last year's game, I mean, it went right down to the wire. Illinois State, they got the victory in overtime. But this is a totally different ISU team. And for that matter, you guys are also a totally different team from a year ago as well. Any initial impressions on this Redbirds team that you guys will be going up against on Saturday?
We just know it's going to be a dogfight. We know that their offense is very explosive. They have a lot of weapons, and they have a new quarterback. So we're just watching film on him and things of that nature. But it's going to be a dogfight. And our defense, we're not going to light up at all. Letting up, I'm sorry. But we're going to come at them with everything we got, just like they seen against us against Miami of Ohio. We're looking for a fight. We look forward for a fight, actually, and we're going to be ready for it.
Yeah, I like it. And if it's anything like last year's game, I mean, a dogfight would be the perfect way to describe it. Again, we're talking with Nick Horn, Eastern Illinois Panthers linebacker, coming off of a big victory over Miami of Ohio. I'm Chris Schanfeld here on the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show presented by the College Gridiron Showcase. And Nick, just a few more questions, and then I'll let you go. Really do appreciate you taking some time. Late last season, you got a taste as to what it would look or what it would feel like having to replace somebody who would then go on to be an NFL draft pick in Kamu Grugier-Hill. This season, you guys are missing a key player, at least one key player at each phase of the defense, and linebacker Grugier-Hill, safety Jordan Wycliffe. I also thought a cornerback, Dylan Chapman, had himself a hell of a season for just 1 year playing football. And then, of course, co-OVC Defensive Player of the Year, defensive tackle Dino Fonsi. I mean, how do you feel you guys have done so far, 2 games into the season, in replacing what those guys brought not only onto the field, but in the locker room as well? I got to think that those guys were looked at as leaders by the defense and the team as a whole.
I honestly think we're doing really great. Deshaun Smith, a corner that played against Western, he had 2 deflections against Western. Jarvis Williams, who was fulfilling Dino Fonte's position, he's been playing wonderful. You could say he had the game-winning sack against Miami of Ohio that changed the game. And then me behind Kamu, I just learned so much from him last year, and he taught me so much from last year that now I can just play and not really – worry about things. He taught me how to read things and a lot of things, actually, that I never even thought about before even meeting him. So I think we did our defense is really solid right now, just like last year. I don't think we fell off at any position.
And if I'm not mistaken, Nick, you actually came to Eastern Illinois as a defensive back. Is that right?
Yes, sir, as a safety.
And what has that transition been like? I mean, now, I mean, obviously looking at the pro game, totally different from the college game, but looking at the pro game, we're kind of seeing those in-the-box safeties kind of come on down a little bit more, and they're more of a linebacker nowadays. How's the transition been like for you to the linebacker position? And you mentioned, you know, being able to learn from Kamu Grugier-Hill, and you know, what's it also like playing alongside a tackling machine in Seth McDonald?
It's actually it was a big difference at first. I'm still having problems with bending my knees, playing more of a linebacker stance instead of a DB stance. That's what my coach is getting on me now. But just being around them, especially next to Seth, he reads things a lot quicker than me, and he's actually teaching me how to read things a lot like him now. But he's everywhere. He's sideline to sideline. And that's how I want to label myself as a linebacker. And the transition was pretty hard. But after I had a great coach, Coach Hodges. He played linebacker at Texas A&M, and he taught me a lot of things. You can really not really teach somebody in one season. He taught me over a summer, and he turned me to I think a really good linebacker.
Yeah, absolutely, and a lot of knowledge there, specifically with the linebacking core there with Coach Hodges, with Seth McDonald, with Kamu Grugier-Hill last year. A lot of knowledge there with the linebacking core at Eastern Illinois. And, you know, this is a question that I've always wondered, and I guess I could just ask you, Nick. I mean, coming over from Winona State, you transfer to Eastern Illinois. What is it about Eastern Illinois that attracts so many of these athletes that decide to transfer, whether they're transferring down from a FBS program or transferring up from a Division II, Division III program? What is it about Eastern Illinois that attracted you to go there and obviously get an education at Eastern Illinois and then suit up for the Panthers?
Well, honestly, I wanted to come closer to home, and I knew I could play. I wanted to play better football. I wanted to play D1 football. That was my goal ever since Rich East days, and I thought I was settling for D1. I was like, you know I could play D. I mean, that's why I went D2, and I don't want to go D1. So my best friend, Malcolm Miller, the quarterback I had, who's actually on the team now at Eastern Illinois, he's like, you know, at Eastern they have a couple spots that's open. They have people graduating after a couple years. So I end up doing my research on the roster and things, and I'm like, you know what, Kamu, I was looking at a safety. He graduated last year, Jordan. And I'm like, you know, I could play right after him. So then I end up coming here, and then I'm like, you know, man, they weren't really I really didn't get on the team at first because, you know, the coaches are so busy and things of that nature. But I stuck to it. I just stuck to it, and I knew I was like, I'm gonna play for EIU one day, and I'm gonna be a really good player for them. And I just stuck to it, and after a while, they just gave me a chance, and I just went off with it.
And little did you know that you would be making the transition from safety to linebacker, and now here you are. Redshirt junior, starting for the Eastern Illinois Panthers, having to replace a hell of an athlete in Kamu Grugier-Hill, who certainly left his impact there at Eastern Illinois. And obviously, a couple games into this season, towards the end of last season, certainly on a hell of a stretch you are, Nick. Now I know that you don't want to look too far ahead, but I got to ask, what team? I mean, you guys know what it's like to make it to the FCS playoffs. What do you feel you guys need to do to not only make it back to the playoffs, but make a deep run? I mean, is this team capable of making it further than you guys did a year ago?
Yes, I actually believe so. The thing we're big on this year is consistency, and that is going to be a big thing in this season. We're going to take it each week at a time, but we're going to play consistent. We know we're going to have adversity at some times, but we're going to play consistent. And if we play consistent, I believe we'll be one of the best teams in the FCS.
All right, there you have it. Well, Nick, really do appreciate you calling in. Congrats on all the success. Of course, congrats on the scholarship that you earned prior to this season. And best of luck this Saturday against Illinois State. Should be a great game. Like you said, should be a dogfight.
All right, thank you.